Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast with Brother Eric John Phelps on this March the 26th, 2025, which is a Wednesday evening. Again, welcome to the broadcast, and I have with me my usual guest every Wednesday, Brother Stephen Drake, who is an author, and he has authored a book that's to be published titled Jesuit World Order, speaking then of also the scam that we had to experience a few years ago with the masks and et cetera. I'll let him tell you more of that. But Brother Stephen Drake, welcome to the broadcast on with 24/7 World Radio Podcast.
Yes. Yes, sir. Great to be here, Brother Eric. And as you indicated, the book is titled Jesuit World Order, The History and Destiny of Man, explored through the lens of COVID-19 or COVID-19, perhaps going forth. And that's our code word so that we don't get censored off of YouTube land. And as indicated, the general scope of the book is to analyze world events and through the scope of history and Bible prophecy to try to make sense of everything, and looking at COVID-19 as being a particular mode of initiating a great inquisition. And so this is our 48th broadcast together. Last week, we began taking a look at Chapter 11, titled The Great Reset, Communism Meets Fascism for a Digital Dark Age, considering China as a model for the New World Order. Today, we'll be continuing along those lines, beginning by examining the role of G5 in the COVID-19 phenomenon. And of course, G5 is another code word. If you just flip the G and the 5, you'll understand what we mean.
You see, very good. Yes, well, I'm very eager to hear this particular chapter tonight. Your book is going to be just wonderful, and I'm going to consider it another supplement to my book to bring everybody up to the current events with many of your discoveries, most of your discoveries, and all your citations that you have so meticulously found and put in your book and continue to enlarge on it so you keep it relevant. So please, Brother Stephen, go ahead.
Amen. I believe by pooling all of our various conclusions together, we will be able to paint a comprehensive portrait in order that we may be able to deal with reality as it is, instead of filtering things through our emotions or deceptions that we've been taught, and because that is the epitome of sanity, is to deal with things as they are.
Amen. And it's oftentimes very hard to find the way things are with this bodyguard of lies that the Jesuits have imposed around us, that we have to penetrate through them to get to the real truth. So, amen, my brother. And to do that, we need the Word of God. So we need the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible in its present edition of 1769, the foundation for the American Republic as it was founded in 1789. As Andrew Jackson said, sir, that book is the bedrock upon which this republic rests. So go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. And of course, our Savior said that man must not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, as he was quoting scripture. And as indicated in Matthew 24, we are living in an age marked by deception. And of course, we're living in prophetic times. And so, they've put this mask over the whole world, and everybody's eyes have been blinded. And so we hope by God's grace, him using us to be able to help set men free unto the truth, which is, of course, found in Jesus Christ, the man, the risen man.
Amen. The very God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Very God, very man. Amen.
Amen.
All right, go ahead, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So to get to our scripture reading for today, we're going to be looking at Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10, which read as follows. And you hath he quickened, or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Unquote. So the first thing we see in these verses, of course, the salvation program, namely that man in his natural state is dead in trespasses and sins, and so God, through Christ, who died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, extends this offer of grace to us, that we may be passed over, raised up to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that we, abiding, may bear fruit worthy of his name.
Amen. Well said.
Amen. But of course, the main reason I chose this verse today is because we're going to be discussing the subject of G5. Now, it should go without saying that the error itself is not inherently evil. So that then begs the question, why does the Apostle Paul use the expression prince of the power of the air in verse 2? And we turn to the commentator Matthew Poole to answer this riddle, and he does so in the following wise. He says, those devils or powers of darkness are marshaled under the devil as their prince who sets up a kingdom to himself in opposition to Christ. Of the air that are in the air, this lower region, by God's permission, that they may be ready and at hand to tempt men and to do mischief in the world, or that work so many effects in the air, raise storms and tempests, etc., as in the case of Job and his children. Further clarifying these matters, John Piper, in his article, Satan, the Prince of the Air, What Does That Mean?, states, to say that Satan is the prince of the power of the air does not mean we should stop living and breathing and speaking and looking through the air. Air is what exists between the page of the Bible and your eye. Air is what exists between the preacher's mouth and your ear. To say that we shouldn't broadcast the truth through the airwaves would also mean you shouldn't preach into the air or look at a Bible through the air. That's nonsense. Preaching and all the Bible reading happened through the air. And of course, we know from verses such as Hebrews 1:14, Psalms 91:11-12, and Revelation 12:7 that the good angels are likewise engaged in this great aerial warfare, albeit as ministering spirits on behalf of those that are the people of God, or to be in that number. So while
it's just a matter of jurisdiction. The devil has his... Well, he doesn't have a legitimate jurisdiction. It's all usurped because Christ took that equitable title from him at his resurrection. So the devil is just a usurper with his being the prince in power or the authority of the air by permission, even though he has no title to it, until the Lord Jesus Christ takes into himself his great and mighty power and will reign and then put down that authority and institute his millennial kingdom. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. And so... while the devil is busy using technologies such as G5 to potentially harm us and to fulfill his mystery of iniquity, God, on the other hand, is busy using these same airwave technologies to call men to repentance, to get the truth out there regarding all these matters we've been kept in the dark around, including on matters of health, nutrition, and disease, that we may so find healing even through his stripes, that is our Savior's, the Lord Jesus Christ, risen Lord Jesus Christ, as Brother Eric likes to say, and I concur with that.
He's not on the cross, so all the papal pictures of Jesus on the cross are nonsense because he ain't there. So go ahead, my brother.
Amen. You nailed it. The Catholic Church and all their iconography either want to keep him as a little baby in a manger or put him dead and emaciated on the cross.
That's right. Amen.
And he's sitting in power and glory, ready to make this earth his footstool.
That's right. Yeah, ready to make his earth. It's not yet, but ready to make this earth his footstool at his second coming. Amen.
Amen. The wrath of the Lamb.
Yes. And who shall be able to stand? Yeah.
Amen, brother. So, to get into today's main content, while China was no doubt esoterically chosen as the location where COVID-19 was to have supposedly originated because of its association with the Jesuits and communism in general, there's yet an even more fundamental cause and effect relationship that explains COVID-19's origins. It turns out that China, specifically Wuhan, the supposed epicenter of COVID-19, also just so happens to be where the very first G5 towers were installed.
Is that right? The first place for the G5 towers.
Yes, sir. And I cite that from a Chinese news outlet, which I will butcher in trying to pronounce, but it's xinhuanet.com. And that article is dated February 20th, 2019. So before COOF was even being touted in the mainstream news all over the place.
And we must remember that Jesuitism is the heart and soul of communism. It's not the Jews, it's the Jesuit order that is the master of the perfection of communism as they perfected it on their Paraguayan reductions for 150 years, from 1609 to 1759, until they were expelled from Portugal and all its holdings in South America. And so the Jesuits, and being the masters of Chinese communism, have moved it another step towards their absolutism, where ultimately you can't buy or sell without their permission, which will, of course, morph into the 70th week of Daniel, yet future, into the last half of the week, last 3.5 years, where people will not be able to buy or sell without the name of the beast, or his number, or his mark. So we see all this leading up to a future time spoken of in prophecy. And the Jesuits apparently have been chosen by God to be used by Satan to bring about this time of the man of sin, that son of perdition, in the last half of the 7-year period of the prophetic week of Daniel yet to come. So, you, Brother Stephen, in gathering all these details, make them all dovetail to this great and final conflagration under the Antichrist for 3.5 years. So go ahead, my brother.
Amen. And that's just it. All these things must, everything going on in the world somehow must intrinsically all be related. So it's just a matter of sifting through all the disinformation and misinformation and proving all things as the Word of God instructs us to do to get to the bottom of it all.
And we can't do that unless our minds are captivated to the Word of God. As Luther said, my mind is captivated to the Word of God. Here I stand, I can do no other. And as long as we are doing that and we're reading the Word of God and we're looking at things through the lens or the filter of the Word of God, we'll always come out with the right conclusion.
Yes, sir. And no matter how old we get, no matter how long we've been doing any of this or looking at any of this, we must always maintain that childlike humility and disposition of teachableness, in total dependence to our Father in heaven to teach us all things, knowing that we're human and that we can err, and maybe we've held certain views for years or decades or whatever, that maybe we didn't have all the information.
Amen. That's right. And we just didn't read the prophecies literally, and we added our own little twist to it and came out with a heresy. So I try not to do that, but I'm always amenable to being corrected. So go ahead, my brother.
Amen. So, to understand the possible significance of Wuhan being both the supposed origin of COVID-19 as well as where demonstrably the first G5 towers were erected, we note next the 2017 book Invisible Rainbow by mathematician Arthur Furstenberg, who not only makes the case that the introduction of new radio technology often results in bug-like symptoms in general, but goes one step further, laying out his argument as to why he believes that the plandemics of the past, such as the 1918 Spanish bug, were ultimately the result of the introduction of such technologies novel to their time. In his So in his preface, Furstenberg lays forth his thesis as follows. He states, "Once upon a time, the rainbow visible in the sky after a storm represented all the colors that were. Our Earth was designed that way. We have a blanket of air above us that absorbs the higher ultraviolets together with all the X-rays and gamma rays from space. Most of the longer waves that we use today for radio communication were once absent as well, or rather, they were in infinitesimal amounts. We live today with a number of devastating diseases that do not belong here, whose origin we do not know, whose presence we take for granted and no longer question. What it feels like to be without them is a state of vitality that we have completely forgotten. Anxiety order, afflicting one-sixth of humanity, did not exist before the 1860s, when telegraph wires were first encircled the earth. No hint of it appears in the medical literature before 1866. And he carries on. Influenza, in its present form, was invented in 1889, along with alternating current. It is with us always.
So influenza, the flu, was invented in 1889?
That's according to this author's assertions.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was very rare prior to that. And the presence of electrical wiring and all these wires spanning across the country emitting their radiation makes perfect sense that would cause these disorders. And, you know, the naturopaths today and others do all their work, much of their work, on the presence of radiation and how that's affecting their patient. Go ahead, brother.
Sure, yeah. So he says, corresponding with AC current, and he says, it is with us always like a familiar guest, so familiar that we have forgotten that it wasn't always so. Many of the doctors who were flooded with the disease in 1889 had never seen a case before. Prior to the 1860s, diabetes was so rare that few doctors saw more than one or two cases during their lifetime. It, too, has changed its character. Diabetics were once skeletally thin. Obese people never developed the disease. Heart disease at that time was the 25th most common illness, behind accidental drowning. It was an illness of infants and old people. It was extraordinary for anyone else to have a diseased heart. Cancer was also exceedingly rare. Even tobacco smoking in non-electrified times did not cause lung cancer.
That's right. Amen.
These are the diseases of civilization that we have also inflicted in our animal and plant neighbors. Diseases that we live with because of a refusal to recognize the force that we have harnessed for what it is. The 60-cycle current in our house wiring, the ultrasonic frequencies in our computers, the radio waves in our televisions, the microwaves in our cell phones, these are only distortions of the invisible rainbow that runs through our veins and makes us alive. But we have forgotten. It is time that we remember." Unquote. Now, I, for one, don't necessarily buy wholesale into Furstenberg's theory. It's probably a bit more complicated and nuanced than that. For one thing, I think the body may be a bit more adaptable than this quote indicates, and that there were likely other significant causal factors involved in those ailments he named, such as diet, grains.
And parasites and fungus, absolutely.
Sure, exactly. And also, of course, God willed electricity, for without it, none of us would likely be here that are alive today, and we'd yet be in the dark ages. Obviously, this truth that we're getting out there now is through the airwaves, and so, you know, there's God has a purpose for everything, and but nonetheless, I quote it because there's obviously a significant element of truth in what he's positing as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting enough, at the onset of COVID-19, several scientists co-authored a medical paper which was published on PubMed.gov that directly linked COOF-19 to G5. And it was titled G5 Technology and Induction of Sharonabug in Skin Cells. And of course, we're using code words here. And this medical journal was removed within 10 days of its publication.
Well, that's real freedom of press and freedom of conscience, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Anybody's any government's going to do that? That's going to tell you that's ultimately run by the Jesuits and their secret societies underneath them, with an order, with a command to pull it.
Now, and as we're speaking, I clicked the link in my notes to go view the document, which I had found re-archived on archive.org, and it looks like it's been pulled from there now as well. So I will have to find it elsewhere as the
Amen.
hiding of information continues.
Amen. Then you can cut out where it is and post it on your site, or I'll do mine, and it's not coming down.
Amen. Praise God. So now, in addition to this medical journal titled G5 Technology and Induction of Sharonabug in Skin Cells, there were also videos of linemen that are responsible for installing the G5 mass that came out asserting that it was, in fact, Chinese made. That it was disease causing, and that they were ultimately weapons and surveillance, a means of implementing new weapons and surveillance system using ELF to manipulate people and surveil.
And ELF is used by the submarines too. That's generally how they communicate. And ELF travels through water, rock, land, you name it. So it's a very important technology for them to use against us.
Sure. I cite one video of a former cell phone company boss explaining how he believes G5 causes cell poisoning, resulting in radiation sickness, which was being labeled as COOF-19, which he called the biggest cover-up in history. So we must not dismiss outright that the notion that G5 could be playing a significant role in people getting sick en masse could be legitimate.
Well, I believe I saw a video a couple of years ago, and the guy that was showing the video was showing how these cameras or these emitters were in London, and that they were weapons. So, no doubt they have some sort of alternative purpose to destroy us or destroy our health slowly, and so that it can't be attributed to them absolutely. But over time, yeah, sure, they are. It's killing heretics and liberals pursuant to the Jesuit Order's Council of Trent's Counter-Reformation.
Amen. And of course, the military and the police, they have those vehicles where they use these radar technologies to put out sound waves in order to get people to like fall on the ground, feel like they're burning and stuff. So this type of technology is very real, and it would make sense that to set up a totalitarian world order that they would want it dispatched everywhere for use.
Sure. Anyway, it doesn't go along with it. Why, we can throw them into spasms and pain or whatever. So, the Jesuits are brilliant, and their underlings are brilliant, and they have the most money to hire anybody they want to do their scientific discoveries and their implementation of their weapons, and it just continues to grow. But we know that no weapon formed against us will prosper, which was a promise to Israel, but it's also a principle for the church, the body of Christ.
Hallelujah, amen. And for me, I got very, very sick, almost irremediably sick, it seems, in my second year working on this book. What the impetus of that was, I am not sure. But the Word of God states, as Paul said, that any thorn in the flesh that the Father doesn't remove, that His strength will be made perfect in our weakness. So, if something happens and we're not healed or whatever, and I think to a certain extent we're all being affected by all this stuff going on,
Yes.
God will weave it all for good.
Yes, Ephesians 1:11. Weaving it all, working all things after the counsel of his will, or weaving, as you said.
Amen. And so, in terms of the possibility of these G5 technologies getting people sick en masse, I cite one report from India, which maintains that 32 people dropped dead in a single village over a 20-day period following the introduction of G5 technology, and that nobody was dying of COOF.
So it was G5 and it was not any injections.
Oh, well, they were the injections most certainly were eliminating folks, but they were saying nobody was actually dying of COOF-19 as a supposed pathogenic disease.
Well, wouldn't you say that G5 in conjunction with these Jesuit jabs work together for our demise?
Well, that's right. We know they, anyways, probably have thimerosal and other heavy metals. So yeah, and one of the other things is that we know that in this stratospheric aerosol injection, to use the technical term and to subvert the sensors, that they are filled with all sorts of aluminum, which is a conductive material, and all sorts of other heavy metals. Well, and then you start using this radio technology. How can it not be affecting all of us? We're breathing in this metallic dust all day long, nano dust, and it's.
And Parkinson's has been connected to aluminum poisoning. I believe both Parkinson's and Alzheimer's connected to some sort of aluminum poisoning connection. And of course, that's why they want everybody to drink their hard drinks. They're not soft drinks, they're hard drinks. And they're all in aluminum cans so they can drink the aluminum that is wears off inside the can from the acidic state of the Coke, whatever, to go into their systems and get aluminum buildup and then ultimately go out of their minds.
Amen, 100%. I believe the gentleman, Nick Bagich, Begich, he did a documentary called Angels Don't Play This Harp, HAARP. I believe he has also publicly espoused the connection between this stratospheric aerosol injection and these electro radio technologies
I
being
like
used
what you
as
said,
weapons.
the stratosphere aerosol injection. Very well said. And Nick Begich was murdered. He was on the airplane with Hale Boggs, who was on the Kennedy assassination Warren cover-up, and he was not covering things up because he said Oswald didn't shoot anybody. So as Nick Begich and Boggs were in an aircraft coming down from Alaska, it just happened to crash. So the Jesuits have very, very intricate strings in their bow to bring down any of their enemies that are public.
Fascinating. I was not aware of that, and obviously that just vindicates all that he said, and hopefully he made peace with his maker before perishing, and his suffering here is over.
Hopefully he was saved.
But so yeah, stratospheric aerosol injection is the proper technical name, and so while we'll be lambasted if we use the more common phrase for it, you can look that up and you will find admissions that such programs exist under that appellation. So it's a good
You can
way
get
to.
the pictures. You can get the pictures of these guys dressed in their military uniforms and these aircraft with these huge drums of full of that poison. Sure, so it's absolutely validated, proven.
Yes, sir. So now the smoking gun between G5 technologies and COOF-19 seems to be found in the fact that, as I have documented from multiple different sources, that the COOF-19 outbreak maps that certain websites were hosting corresponded perfectly to the areas with the highest concentration of G5 towers, because they were also putting out interactive maps online where the G5 towers were being installed. And if you compared the COOF-19 outbreak maps, so-called, with the G5 tower installation maps, they corresponded perfectly.
Isn't that amazing? I have a dear friend. He's a supporter for years, and he does a lot of work in this area. And he said, "Eric," he said, "you just got to go down, take the main drag down to Philadelphia. I think it. What is it? What that highway is? I can't remember." And he said, "When you come to these high towers," he has a little machine, has a little handheld meter, and it goes crazy when you start driving by these towers. So it's very damaging. You're absolutely right. Far-reaching effect. How can we use this as a weapon? I'm sure the Jesuits have said, and so that's what they're doing now, using it as a weapon, but justifying its use because we have to have it for our phones. Go ahead, brother.
Sure, and well, I try not to be too superstitious about anything, and I try to always maintain a nuanced view, and I like to think that our bodies are pretty adaptable to the age in which we're living, where there's just different types of frequencies everywhere. But I'll tell you, if I've got our wireless router running and I got my laptop on and I'm connected to it, and my wife runs the microwave. I mean, man, I have to get like 30 or 40 feet away from the microwave to get a connection. And it's like, and it goes through the walls and everything. It'll cut it out even in the next room over. So it's like, I mean, surely that can't be good. So,
Terrible. Just you get everything hardwired. Get
no.
everything hardwired. Your computer, your copy machine. That's what I've done, and at the advice of my buddy I mentioned to you. So I feel pretty good, but I probably wouldn't feel that good if I was in the midst of that. What do you call it? It goes through the air. Make connections.
Yeah, sure, the G5 or the one.
G5, and that's the other one. When you're trying to connect and it kicks you off in their house and you got to reconnect again. What's that called? It's called Wi-Fi. There we go, Wi-Fi.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so all these technologies, while their God is utilizing them in ways as well, nonetheless, these are where we research this stuff and say, well, what practical measures can I take to, have a EMF free room at least, so that we're sleeping in areas without it or something. There's stuff we can do, because, for instance, another thing that I document in my book is I have a video of birds. I believe, if I remember correctly, they were pigeons or mourning doves, ripping apart some of these G5 masts in the UK after they were being installed. So evidently, they were picking up on something coming off of these, and were perceiving it as being harmful.
And the birds attacked it.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I'd love to see that video. If you can find it, I'd love to see it.
I have the link right here, and I will be sure to send it to you right after we get off air.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. One video that surfaced online shows a man in the UK claiming to be an IT tech who had been assigned to installing G5 masts while everyone else was on lockdown, he said. And he is holding what he claims to be the innards of a 5G, oops, G5 mast, and which has COVE period 19. I repeat, COV period 19, literally imprinted on one of the chips inside of this alleged innards. Now, of course,
What a coincidence. That's a coincidence, Stephen.
yeah, exactly. Now, Reuters and other outlets, of course, came out and debunked it and said, fake news, and it was really something else, and that COV period 19 in marking was not authentic. But I remember my fellow researcher Nick telling me that it was some sort of a certain like It wasn't particular to G5, but it was some sort of a programming algorithm or something that was commonly used, and I cannot remember the phrase that he used, and so I wasn't able to find the exact nature. But needless to say, even finding that video is virtually impossible now, and so that begs the question: why have they removed it and worked so hard to say it's false? And that such
Because they're
technology.
pro they're protecting us, Stephen. They're protecting us from ourselves. We just are not competent. You can't handle the truth. So that's why they removed it. It's good for us.
Yeah, trust the priests. They'll do all the thinking for us and keep
That's
us
right.
morally safer. So now another oddity that's quite interesting to note. It just so happens that the electrical discharge that's given off by radio transmitters is called Sharona, that's Corona discharge. Were you aware of that, Brother Eric?
I was not.
Yep. So the discharge that comes off radio transmitters is called Corona, that rhymes with Sharona. So what are the chances of that? And of course, in our survey of, I believe it was chapter 8, we demonstrated how esoteric that word was anyhow as it related to the ecclesiastical empire of Mary. And so, I mean, this is all just so deeply esoteric that only demons could have been behind all of this.
Well, those high de Jesuits are demon possessed, and so I'm sure they had intimate conversations with their spirit guides and came out with all these conclusions. So, yep.
Sure. Now, conveniently, in the months following COUF 19 in 2020, there was a significant terrorist attack, so-called, targeting ostensibly an AT&T building in Tennessee that
Yes.
was reportedly perpetrated by an anti-G5 conspiracy theorist. The blast practically took out the entire block, and worst of all, Brother Eric, it was done on Christmas.
Done on Christmas Day.
On the
Well,
Pope's Christmas.
we're going to celebrate the Mary Mass of Christ, Mary Mass of Horus, and looking forward to the final Pope of Rome being slain with a sword. Cut down the tree, and you're going to rise from the dead, and they'll bring the tree back to life and put a star on top, which is the final pope is demon possessed or Satan possessed. And so all that's looking forward to that. So it's a great reminder that we're looking forward to this great day, and so we'll just take out that block on Christmas Day.
Sure, and I also see it as a psyop where it's like for that added dramatic effect to get an emotional reaction from the masses. Not only did this terrible, horrible, awful conspiracy theorist so-called do this, worse of all, he did it on Christmas.
Yes, on this wonderful sacred feast of Christmas that the whole world celebrates for the most part. And anybody who doesn't celebrate it is bah humbug.
They're just an Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge, that's exactly right.
Those horrible, uptight Protestants and Puritans and Baptists.
Yes, exactly right. That shows you where Dickens was. And
Yeah.
Charles Dickens busy working for the papacy, creating sympathy for Christmas.
Amen. So, given all these many connections between G5 and COUF 19 that we just highlighted, we are forced to ask ourselves if this attack may have been a counterintelligence operation in order to dismiss those exposing this most critical element to unraveling the whole COUF narrative as so-called potential terrorists in the eyes of the masses.
That makes sense. I have a lady friend down there in Tennessee, and she contacted me the day they did that. And she has intelligence connections, had for years, and she said that's exactly what they did. This was all an intelligence op.
Sure. Yep. It makes sense to me. Just as probably all of them have been that have been blasted on the news and going back to Operation Mockingbird. Now, so Anyway, the demonization of those countering the propaganda of this global cult, and I think we may rightly call the people behind all this propaganda a cult, Catholicism, that is, being the largest cult in the world and the most
Correct.
accepted cult in the world, the politically correct cult.
And we know that by their doctrine. We don't hate Roman Catholics. We give them the gospel. Pray the Lord will lead us to get to the elect of whoever they may be among them to save them. Chinnicky devoted his 50 years in the Church of Rome to Roman Catholics that they would be saved. But it's their system, it's their institution, it's their doctrine, it's their canon law that is so evil. And their councils, like the Council of Trent, and the Jesuits enforcing it through the centuries. That's what we resist. That's what we hate. We hate evil, and those doctrines are evil to the core.
Amen, 100%. And like yourself, Brother Eric, I'm sure, or like me rather, that you have laid down your life, giving out this information, hoping that God's dear elect that are yet in the confines of this mystery, great mystery Babylon, would come to saving knowledge of our Messiah, even as Alberto Rivera said, God himself must reach in and remove the Catholicism from the heart of those that are have been brainwashed really into that system. And the preponderance of my clients that I've been working for the last several years have been, I guess, what you would call Protestantized Roman Catholics. They're not regular Catholics or anything like that. And they are very dear people, and they treat me as family. And so we have absolutely have no ill will towards
No.
Catholics or even the local parish priest that's in ignorance. And we have goodwill, and we just want the truth to be known and to be done. And we hope that they will join our ranks.
Hope that they'll be saved and denounce it once they get out of it as the heart of Satan's mystery of iniquity, because the devil is using the papacy as his vehicle to bring the Antichrist to power. When he comes to power, the final pope, he's going to destroy the papacy. We know that in Revelation 17. He's going to destroy Rome, and Rome is the heart of the papacy, Vatican City, that will be destroyed in the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. So for those Roman Catholic people that are listening, we pray that they'll believe the Bible, believe the true gospel, be saved, come out. Because I've found, brother, that the greatest Christian people in my brief stay upon the Lord's flat earth have been saved Roman Catholics. They have a vehemence and a devotion to the Lord that is very unique. One of the first ones I ever met, his name was John Carrera. And he was an Italian Roman Catholic. He was raised in a very Roman Catholic family, I believe in New York and New Jersey. He was invited to go to a little Protestant church when he was a young boy by his neighbor, and he went one day, and his father found out about it and told the priest, and the priest told him to beat him. So he beat John Carrera for that and any other time that he would go to hear the Bible being preached. And in the providence of God, this man who was supposed to be a priest, John Carrera, became a saved man and a preacher of the gospel, and I heard him preach a couple times. He came to stay to my house back in the 1980s or so, and great man of God, had much to say about the Jesuits. I asked him a lot of questions about that, but he has a audio that you can get, and it's very famous, it's very well known, and it's called "Why a Preacher and Not a Priest." Why a Preacher and Not a Priest by John Carrera. Get that?
Wonderful. Yeah, I espouse all these men such as E. Boyd Barrett or Paul
Yes.
Graf von Hohensbrück or
Yes.
Alberto Rivera,
Yep.
Peter DeRosa. These men are my heroes. I mean,
Yeah.
that you have to admire. They knew the behemoth they were going against.
Yes, they did.
They were robbed of their relationship with God. They were hoodwinked, and these people came out and, almost like the Apostle Paul, for the Jews, these men had a particular affinity for their people and wanting to get them the truth, even laying down their own lives for it.
There's another great man the listener needs to get a hold of. His name is Jeremiah Crowley. I devoted my book, Vatican Assassins, to one of six men. He's one of the six that I devoted it to. And he wrote two wonderful books. The first is called The Pope, Chief of White Slavers, High Priest of Intrigue. And the other is called Romanism, A Menace to the Nation. And he started his own publishing company called Menacing Publishers. And you can get both of those books. I think I have them on copied on a drive. If you're interested, I have them on my Jesuit list. But try to get the books. They're classics. And Jeremiah Crowley was an evangelist to the people, to the Catholic people. And so, great man of God. I love his memory and love to read his books.
Amen. I remember just a couple years ago in working on this book, and I visited the Wikipedia page for the man, and I found that somebody had put in there that he never was a priest, and so I
So
went,
they pulled that on Jeremiah Crowley.
yeah, or something along those lines, maybe that he had been defrocked or whichever the two it was, but I went in there and I luckily was aware from his book, Roman Menace to the Nations, that he had put in the opening pages that he had left openly, and this is why he left, and he challenged anybody to pr
Anybody.
produce evidence that he had been defrocked, and so I went, I made sure to put that right in there, as well as I added a couple of the other books. From his bibliography that were not included, which I think that was the Pope, the Chief of White Slavers. That title was not listed on there, so I added that. And I
No.
believe that information is still intact on there as I had inputted it. So.
Good. And he denounced the Protestant preachers for not exposing the papacy. He denounced the American politicians, the presidents, for not exposing the papacy. He denounced Woodrow Wilson and a couple others. I mean, the guy had courage and full of the Word of God and full of the desire to see his Roman Catholic people saved. But these are just a few of the men that are so thrilling to read about, and that without them, I could have never written Vatican Assassins.
Wonderful, amen. So now, returning to the notion of the disparaging of so-called conspiracy theorists, there no doubt is a very real conspiracy that goes back decades in order to demonize those exposing the propaganda of this global cult. I quote next here from an article from Zero Hedge dated February 23rd, 2015, which states conspiracy theorists used to be accepted as normal. Democracy and free market capitalism were founded on conspiracy theories. The Magna Carta, the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and other founding Western documents were based on conspiracy theories.
True.
In fact,
Jefferson called it a design in the Declaration of Independence. Called it a design, which is a conspiracy.
yes, sir. And I think it says to reduce men to servitude and, right, to
The
acts of service.
design to reduce men, that's right. So he was absolutely showing that there was a plot or a conspiracy to do this. So that's why they don't want you to believe in the historical approach of having conspiracies, because if you don't, you will never find the answer, which always leads to the greatest conspiratorial network brotherhood in the world, the Roman Papacy.
Yes, sir. Amen. So this article further states, in fact, conspiracies are so common that judges are trained to look at conspiracy allegations as just another legal claim to be disproven or proven based on specific evidence. Federal and all 50 states' codes include specific statutes addressing conspiracy and providing the punishment for people who commit conspiracies. Indeed, conspiracy is a very well-recognized crime in America law, taught to every first-year law school student as a part of their basic curriculum. Telling a judge that someone has a conspiracy theory. Oh, go ahead,
Yeah,
brother.
U.S. Code is Title 18.
There you
Title
go.
18, all the statutes going after those in conspiracy.
Amen. Thank you for that. So this author then states, telling a judge that someone has a conspiracy theory would be like telling him that someone is claiming that he trespassed on their property or committed assault or stole his car. It's a fundamental legal concept. Obviously, many conspiracy allegations are false. Obviously, people will either win or lose in court depending on whether or not they can prove their claim with the available evidence. But not all allegations of trespass, assault, or theft are true either. Proving a claim of conspiracy is no different from proving any other legal claim. And the mere
Right. You
label.
gotta have a claim. You gotta have a claim. That's what the district judge said to me, Sylvia Rambo. If you're gonna invoke your equity jurisdiction in my court, you gotta have a claim in equity. So it's all about a claim.
Ah, interesting. Amen. So he says the mere label conspiracy is taken no less seriously by judges. But then things changed. In April 1967, the CIA wrote a dispatch which coined the term conspiracy theories and recommended methods for discrediting such theories.
Yeah, because the whole CIA is based on one.
It is very much part of that conspiracy, huh?
That's why you have CIA agents in all your major publications, making
Yes,
sure
sir.
that you don't publish certain things. And you're absolutely right. I have a book on that where you have these CIA operatives and all these different newspapers and the press and so on.
Yes, sir. So the dispatch from the CIA in April 1967 was marked PSYCH, short for Psychological Operations or Disinformation, and CS for the CIA's Clandestine Services Unit. The
You know, in
dis.
that time in 1967, Francis Cardinal Spellman was the practical head of the CIA. And he attended all the daily briefs of the CIA. And he also was the overseer of LBJ, who was a key player in the Kennedy assassination, which Roger Stone wants to blame as the mastermind behind the Kennedy assassination. And he will never, ever blame Spellman because he's a fanatical Roman Catholic. With the face of Richard Nixon tattooed on his back. So it's a very intriguing picture. But go ahead, brother.
Amen. So, and this dispatch was produced in response to Freedom of Information Act request by the New York Times in 1976. The specific CIA dispatch was titled Countering Criticism of the Warren Report, which cited a poll in the CIA dispatch indicating that 46% of the American public believed there was some sort of a conspiracy and cover-up by the government regarding the assassination of President JFK.
Which will be proven to be true in 76 with the Assassinations Committee, that there was a third shooter. And that is a conclusion that is irrefutable. So, yep, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And of course, Brother Eric here and his volume has demonstrated who those conspirators were. And those under Spellman and at the behest of the church and the High Knights. And that is, of course, in his tome, Vatican Assassins, which is a must read book.
And the 33rd degree Freemasons working together with them, and the Bonesmen.
The
You got
Mafia.
Mafia, Mossad, subject to the CIA. All the intelligence communities were working together for this.
Yes, sir. So one of the things that was outlined in this dispatch was the necessity to, quote, counter and discredit the claims of conspiracy theorists, even employing propaganda assets to and refute the attacks of the critics, unquote.
That's right.
So.
Gerald, what was his name? Gerald Posner, in his book, Case Closed, he's a typical CIA asset that wants to blame Oswald for the assassination.
Sure. Now, Zero Hedge summarizes the tactics that the CIA dispatch recommended as follows, because I believe it's like over 50 pages. Claimed that it would be, yes, sir. And I did find it. I was able to go back and find the original. And I will most assuredly be adding that to our archive.org, where we just uploaded the plot of Borgfontein, written by the original Jesuit author. We'll add this there as well. We try to make that a hub for all documentation related to these sorts of matters that tend to disappear. So Zero Hedge summarized the CIA tactics appealed to as follows. Claimed that it would be impossible for so many people to keep quiet about such a big conspiracy. These are, of course, the propaganda tactics. Have people friendly to the CIA attack the claims and point back to quote unquote official reports.
The official Warren report, which was sheer folly and make believe.
Sure, exactly. Claim that eyewitness testimony is unreliable.
Yeah, like Groucho Marx said in one of his movies. Are you going to believe me? You're going to believe your own eyes.
Sure. Well, it exactly. What are they telling us to do? Trust the official reports. This is
Yes, like your little
exactly.
slave. Yeah.
It's exactly what we saw with COVID-19. Just trust the experts. Trust the
Yes.
priests.
Trust Jesuit Fauci. Santu Santu. He would
Yes.
never lie to us. He has such an honest face. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Biden and Trump backed him. Yes, so he must be good.
Yep. I mean, he looks so, arrogant up there. He must know what he's talking about, right?
Of course, he's been a Jesuit for years, perfecting the tactic of lying and deception with a straight face. It takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. So, additionally, one of the attacks that the CIA called for was to claim that all of this sort of stuff was old news and that no significant new evidence had emerged proving a conspiracy. To ignore conspiracy claims unless discussion about them were already too active, that they had to be addressed. Claim that it's irresponsible to speculate. Accuse theorists of being wedded to and infatuated with their theories. Accuse theorists of being politically motivated. And finally, accuse the theorists of having financial interests in promoting conspiracy theories.
It cost you everything to do it, to print it, to write that. Oliver Stone came out with a sequel to JFK,
Oh,
and
really?
it came out with about 2 years ago, and it's a JFK, I forget the title of it, but it's a sequel, and he goes in and he specifically says that this is not a conspiracy theory, this is a conspiracy fact, and he gives fact after fact after fact, validating the fact that it was a conspiracy. So it's a more recent work of Oliver Stone, and he did a very good job for which I admire him.
Wonderful. I'll have to look into that.
Think it's called Rethinking the JFK Assassination, something like that.
Okay. Well, on the notion of thinking, to tie this all back to COVID-19, there was an article that was published by the United Nations titled Hashtag Think Before Sharing. Stop the spread of conspiracy theories that stated as follows. The COVID-19 pandemic has sparked a worrying rise in disinformation and conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories can be dangerous. They often target and discriminate against vulnerable groups, ignore scientific evidence, and polarize society with serious consequences. This needs to stop.
Needs to stop. And we all need to be one happy, dumb mass of people believing what we're told. Just like if you watch that movie, what's it? What's his name? He wrote a history. H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells, when he travels into the future and he meets these white people in the future, and they're absolute wimpy, gimpy, do what they're told. The time machine. That's what it is. And so let's just all be like those gimpy, wimpy, brainwashed white people in the time machine. And when the bell rings, we just march into the building and get eaten by the cannibals, by the black cannibals. Yeah. So that's also portrayed in the movie. But yeah, so just do what you're told, shut your mouth, and we've done all this work to control the press, and now you're not going to believe our control press, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC? How dare you not believe that? That ought to be a crime. But anyway, go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen. How dare any of us think for ourselves?
Yes. Church Carl was right. Yeah. Can't have a people that's capable of critical thinking. He was right about that.
No, especially if the spirit of God, antagonistic to the order and their quest,
Yes.
is motivating that critical
Yes.
thought.
Yes, absolutely right. Working to will in us to do and to will of his good pleasure. And that's part of it.
Praise
Resist.
God. Set men free. Know the truth. Amen. So the article continued on and said, this needs to stop. Conspiracy theories cause real harm to people, to their health, and also to their physical safety. They amplify and legitimize misconceptions about the plandemic and reinforce stereotypes which can fuel violence and violent extremist ideologies.
Yeah,
Unquote.
like the violence out of the secret societies and the intelligence communities that are going to kill certain scientists are going to tell the truth. Like the guy that came out with that test. What was his name? Wasn't Kerry Reams. It was other guy that was killed. He said he would debate Fauci
Oh,
and
Mullis.
Mullis, Gary Mullis. Yeah, Dr. Mullis. And so that's right. That is detrimental to your health to tell truth like that because they just want to disappear you. But
That's
that's okay.
right.
If you're saved and you're in Christ and you're doing his will, you're immortal till the Lord's done with you.
That's right.
Don't be afraid of these sinners. They're afraid of you.
And we serve the God whose Son called forth Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, arise.
Right. Come
He,
forth.
yeah,
Right.
amen, amen. So let's we'll just set aside for a minute all the evidence-based theories, and instead ask, as all of this supposedly originated in China, what did the citizens of China have to say about COVID-19? Well, I cite one video where it displays a top Chinese official who was charged with taking care of quarantine residents, quote unquote, being walked through a park between apartment buildings in Wuhan for a photo shoot. And you can hear residents from the buildings yelling, "All of this is fake, 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 everything is fake."
Yeah, very good for them. Good for them.
And so
You know,
what?
there was a gospel influence in China for many years until Mao Zedong killed most of them out and sent them to camps. There still is a remnant of Chinese believers that are willing to take the risk and tell the truth, for which I thank God for them.
Amen. And I know that my dear grandmother, who is now 83, she had a friend that was, I think she was Catholic or was part of some little ecumenical prayer group that my grandmother was part of. I think it was called Women Aglow. I don't know if it was a local thing or what, but she was sneaking in Bibles into China, and I guess she had to put them up her dress to get them in there. So, gotta admire her for that bravery.
Any serious communist country, Russia, USSR, which is still Russia, then nothing changed. And China, communist China, they all are outlawing the Bibles because the last thing they want to see is those people get courage and faith. And when that happens, then they have a problem in their absolute dictatorships. And so that's why the Jesuits always want to outlaw the Bible wherever they're ruling a country, kind of like they're doing here. Let's take it
Sure.
out of schools, and we're going to outlaw it, and we can't have these people reading that book.
Yeah, that's right, and that's exactly right. And where they can't outlaw it, they'll just attack it through these bogus
Yes.
science, falsely so-called claims of evolution, and just make it so that people can't believe it. Because God forbid, if these people get born again, they're going to have a conviction to tell the truth, and they're also going to have nothing to lose. So,
Right, have nothing to lose.
can't.
What can kill me? Is that all you can do? Well, then that's fine.
Amen. So can't have that.
Right.
So what did the good Chinese Communist police do to keep the public safe from this fake COVID-19? Well, of course, they did as any reasonable officer sworn to protect and serve would do. They were busy, as I document in videos in the book, welding people inside of their homes, or if they were out and about, beating them and forcibly detaining them into vehicles. And at least some of them ended up rounded up into quarantine prisons that they built underneath highway bridges.
Brilliant. All
I
of that facilitated and made possible by the Jesuits running Washington District of Catholics. Without the District of Columbia and New York, that would never happen. In fact, that government would have never come to power.
Yes, sir. I cited a couple other videos here in my book that portray police being busy destroying trucks full of perfectly good food, produce, and ordering farmers to do the same because they said that all this food was tainted with the fake COVID-19 that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's just the same thing they pulled here recently out in Pennsylvania. They said, well, all these chickens have the flu, so they killed millions of them just within the last 6 months or so. Terrible.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, most of these videos ended up scrubbed from YouTube, which made my job as a researcher and somebody that documents information a little bit more challenging. But no wonder, for YouTube got caught censoring comments critical of the Chinese Communist Party back in May of 2020. So,
No,
there's.
you can't criticize the Chinese communists now. Come on.
So obviously YouTube is not only working on behalf of the Jesuits in general and anybody that counter the science falsely so-called regarding COOF, they're also protecting the Chinese Communist Party.
Correct. That's
Now,
correct because at the top, it's CIA, the Chinese Secret Intelligence Service works with the CIA. They work together, and the purpose is to build them, build Red China, and that host of Asian nations are going to subjugate under China so they can attack us because that's what the Pope and the CIA wants. So at the top, they work together. We can never forget this.
amen, brother. Now, as we start to bring this to a close here, knowing the communist connection in China, we next ask, could all these things be but a repetition of the manufactured famines of the communist USSR?
Yeah. That's
What's
right. When they had us Americans send massive amount of grain over to Russia with their imposed famine that they had in the 70s. Without that happening, that Russian government would have toppled. That communist government would have toppled. Go ahead.
Amen. Because it's interesting to note that this same phenomenon of the ordering of crops destroyed, as you alluded to, Brother Eric, was also happening in the U.S. There was a specific YouTube channel called Ice Age Farmer that was extensively documenting all the different particulars of different farms being ordered to destroy produce here in the U.S. In
But
fact,
remember, brother, that can only be done if those farms are in business. Because that was done through a commercial statute regulating interstate commerce. And when you get these farms out of business and they have a ministry with exchanging their food for recommended donation amount, they can't stop the farmer from growing anything he wants. The big nexus is business. So that's why I offer trusts. Private irrevocable ecclesiastical trust to my Amish and Mennonite farmers, and just got to get out of business and make it a ministry of the church, and they can't touch you. That's what we got to do.
yes, sir, amen. And I know a gentleman with whom I work that is an expert in that area. So consult with my host here for more information in that regard.
There you go.
So now, the New York Times reported in April of 2020 that here in the U.S., millions of pounds of fresh goods were destroyed. Now,
So they'll do that in the days of Ireland when they created the famine, when that witch, Queen of England, Queen Victoria, who was a fake Protestant, she was working with Palmerston, who was her main right-hand man there out of the Parliament, to send 8 freighters a day of foods and meats out of Ireland to foreign ports to starve the Irish and to drive the surviving Irish Catholics to American cities so the Jesuits could use them to take over the government. But there was no Irish famine, Ireland famine in Ireland in the 1848s due to potatoes. It was all orchestrated by England under control of the Jesuits using Queen Victoria and Palmerston and all those evil, wicked men doing that to the Irish. And the poor Irish today believe, why, it was the Protestants. They did that to us. No, it's the Jesuits who ran the Protestant Anglican Church, as well as the Crown that did that to them. Oh, that the Irish would wake up and see they've been totally annihilated and obliterated by the very Jesuits that they think are good to them.
Amen, brother. It almost reminds one of that whole concept of Stockholm Syndrome. And if we can get the fighting Irish to wake up in mass, then that
That's
will be
right.
a valuable asset.
That's right, because you give an Irishman a purpose and he will pursue it to the bloody end. He will never give up. And the Jesuits know this when they did their analysis of the Irish mentality and demeanor, and it's in Steinmetz's work, The Jesuits, a 2-volume set. Andrew Steinmetz.
Brilliant. Amen. So now, given the forced closures from the lockdowns and the worker shortages, which invariably resulted in food shortages, such recourse of ordering people to destroy produce can only be considered criminally ignorant, if not more likely complicit. And according to news reports from, say, The Independent in September of 2021, they indicated that food shortages in the UK were to be permanent. And there certainly hasn't been a full recovery as to how things were before COVID-19. And they're definitely going to go further with this, I'm sure, with a new so-called contagion. But we note here in closing, another point establishing China as the model of the New World Order is the fact that the UK epidemiologist Neil Ferguson, the one whose computer models influenced the lockdown policies assumed by countries across the world, supposedly in response to COVID-19, admitted in an interview that historically speaking, the idea of locking down everything in response to a bug would never have been considered a viable recourse in the Western world, but that this was in fact inspired by the communist Chinese response to COVID-19.
Brilliant admission and confession.
Yes, sir. And that, I'm afraid, concludes our program for this evening.
All right, Brother Stephen, another great job. You always stimulate me to thinking and bring back memories and books hidden away in my head that I haven't thought of for years. But thank you for being on 24/7 World Radio Podcast with Brother Eric John Phelps on this beautiful March the 26th, 2025. And please give the listeners your contact info in a way that they can support you, brother.
Yes, sir. So, in summary, today we continue to look at the communist state of China as the model for the New World Order and also considered the role of G5 in the COVID-19 phenomenon. My name is Stephen Drake, author of the upcoming book, Jesuit World Order: The History and Destiny of Man, explored through the lens of COVID-19. Check out our website, jesuitworldorder.org. I may be reached at stephen@jesuitworldorder.org with any questions or comments. If you'd like to send us a gift, we appreciate your help. We need your help. You can mail us a check to Stephen Drake, P.O. Box 9, Brockton, New York, 14716. PayPal at sdrake088@gmail.com or Cash App at #JesuitWorldOrder.
Amen. Brother Stephen Drake, thank you so much for being with us tonight. May the Lord bless you as you continue your work. Bless you to your family as you're expecting a second child. And for all you listeners, I trust that this has been edifying and helpful to you and your understanding of matters. Remember, you have individual soul liberty. You make up your own mind. You take the facts that you can get and you decide what's right and wrong. Don't let anybody tell you what to think or what to believe. So I encourage you to continue to listen to these broadcasts. I think they'll be very edifying and helpful to you. And lastly, may you truly know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, having believed the gospel that he died for your sins personally, that he was buried and rose again, and that there is true repentance and in faith toward repentance towards God the Father and faith towards Christ. And upon truly believing, the Lord will save you forever, seal you with the Spirit of God till the day of redemption. And that's really the end game. We don't want you to lose your souls. If you lose your souls, you lose everything. You lose everything. So until the next time we meet, may the Lord bless you to do his will according to his will, according to his word, the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible. Maranatha.
Amen. Maranatha.